One of the most famous questions related to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is, what should a person do if they forget to count? There are two parts to this question, two examples of forgetting to count that the Rishonim talk about. The first is mentioned, both are actually mentioned in the Rush, but the first is mentioned here in the Rush at the end of Psachim and Simen Mem Aleph. The Rosh says, "V'hecha d'shachach lo sofer b'layla kosov b'halochos gedola she'sofer b'yom." He quotes from the Bahag, one of the Gaonim, who says that if you forgot to count Sfira at night, you can count by day. We know l'chatchil, a person is supposed to count at night. We discussed that. The Din Tzimimos, the Gemara Menachah says that Sheva Shabbosos Tzimimos Tehiyena teaches us that one is supposed to count at the beginning of the 24-hour period. That means during the night as opposed to by day. It's not absolutely necessary to count at the beginning of the night. That was the discussion in the Ran. That's not necessary. It doesn't have to be that more of the day is counted. As long as you count at night, that's the din lechatchila of Tmimos. That's what the Gemara Menachos pointed out. Says the Bahag that if you missed counting at night, you can still count by day. That's okay. Why is that true? So says the Rosh, V'chei mashma mishili masnis in the perek Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara Menachos is mashma like that. It's not mitzvah liktza balayla v'm katza bayom kasha. The ktsira sa'omer, the cutting of the omer, not the havoa sa'omer, but the cutting of the omer is supposed to be done at night. The mitzvah l'chatchil is at night, but in katza bayom kasha, b'dievet, if you cut the omer by day, it's also kasha. So says the Bahag, we can derive, or the Rush, we can derive from that, we can connect Ktsira Sa'omer to Sfira Sa'omer. We know Sfira Sa'omer is linked, Miyom Aviachem Es Omer HaTnuf, it's linked to the Korban HaOmer, not just to the Havva, but to the Ktsira. The Ktsira is mitzvah balayla, but kosher bayom. The Havva can't be balayla, you don't bring a Korban at night, but the Ktsira is balayla, so the fact that the Ktsira is balayla, that determines that l'chatchila, one is supposed to count at night. But, says the Rosh, because b'di'evet the ktsira is kosher bayom, and b'di'evet, if you didn't count at night, you could still count bayom. That's what the Bahag wanted to say. That's the raya that the Bahag wanted to bring. Aval nira, but the Rosh says, I disagree. Aval nira ikar, idach stama de perek sheni de megillah. Kol alayla kosher l'ktsira sa'omer. The Rosh says, but there's a stama, there's a stam mishnah. A stam mishnah. Stam Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chaf Mebeis that says Kol Alayla Kosher L'Ktsira Sa'omer, that the entire night is kosher for Ktsira Sa'omer. Sounds like what? That the day is not kosher even b'di'evet. V'dayki minei diktani Laila Dumi Diyom Adiyom B'Laila Lo Avdalayla Bayom Lo. Those halachas that you have in the Mishnah that are kosher bayom are pasul b'layla. If it's kosher b'layla, it's pasul bayom. So says the Rosh, it would seem as though if you didn't count Sfira at night, you can count by day against the Bahad. The Baha'i brings arrived from the Gemara Menachos, from a Mishnah Menachos. The Rosh says that the Mishnah Megillah argues the stump of the Mishnah Megillah is against the Baha'i. Machlok is the Baha'i and the Rosh, what the din is in this case. A person forgets to count Sfira at night. Can he count by day? Says the Baha'i, yes. The Baha'i is Megill here, and the Rosh is Machmir. He says no. And they have different stumps, different sources for their shittas. What's the Machlokas? So presumably, they're arguing as to what Tzimimos includes. According to the Bahag, even if you count by day, it can still be Tzimimos. Even if you count by day, it can still be Tzimimos, because you're not missing the 24-hour period. You've counted one time during the 24-hour period. According to the Rosh, once you've missed counting at night, then this is felt in the Tzimimos. It's felt that it's missing in the Tzimimos, because you didn't count at the beginning of the 24-hour period. It's not called Tmimos, so then you've missed the Sfira, because if Sheva Shabbos is Tmimos Tiyana, if you need Tmimos, that means that you have to count Dafka at night. And if you miss the counting at night, then the Yom is Posel. If the Yom is Posel for the Sfira, so then you're missing in the Tmimos, and it's not going to work. Now everyone agrees L'chatchili is supposed to count at night, as we mentioned. It's the Gemara Menachos. The question is whether that's Ma'akev, this din. But the Gemara Menachos says, Yochol yisper bayom tamalom etumimos, emasai atamotzei sheva shabbosos tumimos bizman sheatamaschelim nos miva erev. Gemara says, when is it tzimos? That's when you count at night. So the question is that just a din lechatchila, or is that ma'akev even b'di'evet? According to the Baha, that's a din lechatchila. It still would be cool tzimos if you count by day. According to the Rosh, no, it's only tzimos if you're monim b'erev, if you count at night. But if you're missing the count at night, then you're missing in the tzimos. You can't count by day. You can't make it up. How do we pass it in the Shem? So the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. He's choshish for both shittas. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Zayin. Writes, Shachach v'lo bira kol alayla yisper bayom v'lo barachol. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should count bayom. If you miss by at night, you should count bayom, but he says v'lo baracha. V'lo baracha tells me that it's only a chumra. He's being machmir for the sheet of the Bahag that you should still count by day even if you missed at night. But he's also being machmir for the Rosh that maybe you shouldn't be counting by day, so don't make a bracha. Right? It's a chashash bracha shem etzricha. So therefore he says don't make a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch straddles both sides of the fence. He's choshesh for the Bahag on the one hand, and he's also choshesh for the Rosh. That's why he says if you miss counting at night, you should count by day without a bracha. This is one shaila that the Rishonim have about forgetting to count Sfir. But there's another shaila that the Rosh quotes later, at the end of that siman, leaving out some of the rayas back and forth. He says, "Va'od kosav b'hag shem hifzik yom echad v'lo siper sofar shuv eino sofer the be'ina t'mimos." Says the Bahag, but if you miss a full day, then you're missing in the t'mimos. The Bahag says, if you didn't count at night, that's not missing in the t'mimos. It's not missing the tumimos. L'chatchila, it's tumimos. It's a better tumimos if you count at night. But b'di'evit, if you miss counting at night, the Bahag claims you can still have tumimos if you count by day. But if you miss the whole day, then the Bahag is machmir. Then the Bahag says that you're missing the tumimos, and then you can't count anymore. There's no value to counting anymore. V'ein niraleri, says the Rosh, the Re argues with the Bahag on this point. The kolayla v'layla mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi, every night is a different mitzvah, says the Re, even if you're missing one night. Even if you're missing one full 24-hour period, you can still continue counting with a bracha. So you missed one day, you missed one mitzvah, but you can still make up the other, you can still have the other mitzvahs. So the Rosh and the Bahag are arguing in Akatsa Lakatsa two different issues. One is if you miss counting at night, do you count by day? The second is if you miss the whole day. In the first case, the Bahag is the maker. Bahag says that if you miss counting at night, you can still count by day. The Rosh is machmir there. In the second shaila, if you miss the entire 24-hour period, can you still count? So there the Bahag is machmir. He says you can't continue counting with the bracha. But in that shaila, the Rosh quotes from the Re that he's makel, that you can still count with the bracha in the next days. Obviously, they're disagreeing about what tumimos requires. If you miss a whole day, so then can you continue counting? According to the Bahag, Tumimos is Ma'akev. Even Bidi'eved, if you miss the whole day, then you can't count with a bracha. And according to the other Rishonim, Tumimos just requires that you count at the beginning of the day. You count at night. That's what Tumimos requires. It's a din lechatchila. It's a din lechatchila that you should count at night. Maybe it's even a din b'di'evet that if you miss counting at night, then you can't count by day. But Tumimos doesn't tell me that if I miss a whole day, then I can't continue counting. Because kalecha ve'efa mitzvah b'fnei atzma, there's no reason why you can't continue counting. This is the second machlokas harishon. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin here? Again, the Shulchan Aruch is machmeh for both shittas. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Sifches, Simin Tov Pei Tes Sifches. If you forget any day, whether it's the first day, other days, why would I think there's any difference? Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is alluding to the fact that there might be a difference, but he says it doesn't matter. Sofer b'shar yamin b'lo bracha. You count the rest of the days without a bracha. Once again, he's being machmer for both shittas. So on the one hand, he's being machmer for the Bahag. He's been machmir for the Re that even if you miss a whole day, you can still count. So he says you have to count. You have to do the mitzvah to be yotzei according to the Ri, but on the other hand, he's makmir for the Bahag, who holds that if you miss a full day, then you don't continue counting. So you can't make a bracha. So he says, yisofer b'lo bracha, to be makmir for both shittas. But adds the Shulchan Aruch, havalim u'masupuk imdileg yom echad v'lo sofer, yispa b'shar yomim b'bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch has a caveat. He says, if you have a suffix, whether you counted, not that you know for sure that you missed the day, but you have a suffix, which can happen. It happens pretty frequently. A person, you know, you scratch your head. When you come to Marav the next night, you say, hey, did I count Sphira last night? Sometimes you forget. Even if you have a minyan kavua, you know, sometimes you'll daven a longer Shemona Esrei and the tzibah counts, and then you just say Aleinu, and it can happen. So you have a suffix whether you counted Sphira the previous night. So says the Shulchan Aruch, in such a case, then you can continue counting with a bracha. What happened to his chumrah to be marked for the Bahag? The answer is, the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening like the Trumas Adeshen, is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkot and Lamed Zayin. And Sifkot and Lamed Ches. But in this circumstance, you have a Sfek Sfeika. There's a double Sfek. Yes, one Sfek is this, the Halacha like the Bahag, or is the Halacha like the Ri. But there's another Sfek over here, and that is, did you count? You may have counted. So even al atzah that you didn't count is a suffix that maybe the halacha is like the risa, because there's a svek sveka. The Chumash Adeshin says that you can continue counting with the bracha. Svek sveka lakula. Svek sveka lakula. You can continue. You would like to count with the bracha. But how can you do that if it's only a suffix? So the Chumash Adeshin says, in this case you have a svek sveka, so that's okay. This is the Chumash Adeshin quoted by the Beis Yosef in page 2. Kosa b'chumash Adeshin im suffix. Le'echad im sofer laila echad alo, yeroi the yispa bibrocha, mikan vahala. Vloma bayim niska bayoma hu, shaz vadai tzorach lispar, below brocha mitach asavik vashuv yispa bishal leilos bibrocha. Avada, if you remember by day, then certainly you should be able to continue counting with a brocha, because you have to count without a brocha then. So, if you miss counting at night, so then, of course, you should continue counting the rest of this. If you counted by day, then you're yotzei according to both shitas. Because according to the Balei Tosfos, even if you missed one day, you can still count it, you can still count with the bracha. So even if you missed the whole day, you can count with the bracha. According to the Bahag, as long as you count by day, even though you didn't do the din tmimos lechatchila because you missed the night, but you were yotzei that particular 24-hour period. You were yotzei that day. So according to the Baha'i, you didn't skip a day. So of course you will continue counting with the bracha. That's not a shaila. If you forget to count at night, but you count by day, according to both shitas, you have counted appropriately. So certainly you will continue counting with the bracha. It says the Chumash Adesh, and let's say you missed the day completely. So then according to the Baha'i, you shouldn't be counting at all. Oh, but if it's a suffix, whether you missed the day, then you have a svek sveka. Afilu b'vaday shavach b'alayla lispa v'sofer b'yom b'labracha sofer shuv b'bracha d'mikri shabir t'minos. El afilu lo nizkar ha-sofek ad layla ha-shniya. Let's say you didn't remember the sofek until the layla shniya. Av b'kein sofer b'bracha mitoch ha-sofek. Because you have a sofek whether you count it. So there's a svek svek. If there's a svek svek, then there's room to be mekel that you can continue counting with the bracha. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Questions? Okay, so now that we have the shitas of the Balei Tosfos and the Bahag straight and the two in Yonim, now we have to understand, we have to delve into the shitas to try to understand them a bit more deeply. Comes the Rosh and he has the kasha on the Bahag. The second Bahag. The old kasha Bahag shen hipsik yom echa v'lo siper. The Ri says, I don't understand what the Bahag is talking about. Why can't you count if you miss a day? The kolayla v'layla mitzvah ifnei atzmahi. Well, each night is a separate mitzvah. Sfiras HaOmer is composed of 49 different mitzvahs. You have to count 49 days. So why does the Bahag say you can't count with a bracha? So you missed last night's mitzvah. What, if you didn't put on tefillin on Monday, you can't put on tefillin on Tuesday with a bracha? Well, what does one have to do with the other? They're both mitzvahs of tefillin. So I have a mitzvah on Monday, I have a mitzvah on Tuesday. So if I miss the mitzvah on Monday, so that's a terrible thing. I have to do tshuva for that. But I have to put on tefillin with a bracha on Tuesday. So maishna zemi zem. Mitzvah sviyas ha'om is no different. It's composed of multiple mitzvahs. So says the Ri, kol laila v'laila mitzvah v'nei atzmahi. So if you miss one day, you should still count with the bracha on successive days. What's the bahag talking about? What's the answer? Anyone, what's the answer? What's the answer? Who? What does the Bahag hold? The Prima Gadim says what? Ephraim. It's one mitzvah, exactly. The Prima Gadim says the simple answer for the Bahag is that he argues with this point of the Ri. This is the Prima Gadim in the Eishel Avram Mitzvot Yud Gimel. He says, page 6, the Mashakosav HaMechaber Shachar Be'echam HaYomim Sofer B'Shayomim Blo Bracha Gam Kei Machma Sofek Shema Kulu Yom Echod HaMitzvah V'Shema Kol Achas V'Achas Mitzvah V'Fnei Atzma V'Sofer Blo Bracha. He doesn't present it like he's answering the Rosh's Kasha, but he tells you what the Sofek is, right? Someone has a Sofek Shachar Be'echam Me'ayomim Yisofer B'Shayomim Blo Bracha. If he forgets the day, then he has to count with that bracha. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch is machmer for Bala Shittas, machmer for the Bahag, machmer for the Bala Tosis. What's the chumrah? What's the suffix that the Shulchan Aruch has? So the Prima Gadim explains what the suffix is. Maybe Sfiras HaOmer is 49 different mitzvahs. Maybe it's one mitzvah. So Toch Kedei, his explanation of the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim is telling you what the Bahag holds. The Prima Gadim would say that's the Bahag's response to the Rosh's Kasha. You claim kol echa ve'echa mitzvah b'fnei atzmihi, and therefore, even if you miss a day, you can continue counting with a bracha. No, the Bahag says it's mitzvah achas. Shema kol achas mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Shema kulu yomei chada mitzvah. Shema kulu yomei chada mitzvah. The Bahag says maybe it's one mitzvah. He doesn't say maybe. He thinks it is one mitzvah according to the Prima Gadim. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer because maybe the Bahag is right. So this is the simple answer to the Rosh's Kasha, that the Bahag argues. Bahag argues and says that really Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah, composed of 49 different elements. And that's why if you miss one of the elements, it's over. If you miss one of the elements, you can't continue counting with a bracha because you're missing part of the mitzvah. It's like if you try to put on tefillin with three batim, three parshas and not four parshas, you can't do that. Bal Tosef, Bal Tigra, it's even, it could be an Avera, but I'm saying, It's missing in the mitzvah, so it's not shy to continue. Zok the Bahag, that's the way it is. Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah composed of 49 different elements. So if you're missing one of the elements, missing one of the days, then you can't continue to count with the bracha. This approach in the Bahag is not just a Minchas Tanach. I mean, it's not just a Prima Gadim. Who said it before the Prima Gadim? Not the Minchas Tanach. That was just a Pleitas Peh. It's not just a Prima Gadim. Someone came before the Prima Gadim who had this shot in the Bahag, and who was that? Anyway, who was that? I sort of gave it away, but I didn't. Who was that? Not the Minchas Tanach, but who? Yes, the Sefer HaChinuch. Right. See, this is on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't tell. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says this before the Prima Gadim. Before the Prima Gadim, the Sefer HaChinuch says it. Where's the Sefer HaChinuch? In packet 37. Page 7. Vidine HaMitzvah, Masha'amr Zichronim Levracha. This is in the Sefer HaChinuch and Parshas Emor. This week's Parsha, Mitzvah Shin Vav. So appropriate, we're talking about these in Yonim this week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow always is mezamin, the right sugya, for the right Parsha. It's amazing. Amazing. It's even mezamin, the right microphone, at the right time. Don't even have to miss a beat. Okay. Midine Amitzvah, Masha Omer Zichronim Levracha, Shemitzvah Limnosa Mibarev Kadeshiu Tamimos, Kamosha Omer Akosa Tamimos Tihiena, etc. Umikomokom Pirsho and Farshim Shimshachav Lomona Mibarev Mona Lamocha Kalayom, the Yesha Omer Shemishachav Lomona Yom Echad, that's the Bahag, Shein Yocho Limnos Od Baosa Shona. Some say that if you miss a whole day, you can't continue counting the entire Shana. There's no value to it. Why? zok the chinuch lefisha kula mitzvah achasi, because they're all one mitzvah. All the days are one mitzvah. Mekevet sheshachach mehen yom echad harikol acheshbon batal mimenu. That's the Bahag. The chinuch interprets the Bahag exactly the same way that Pirmei Gadol says. This is the classical. This is the conventional wisdom in the Bahag. But the Bahag holds, if you're missing one day, the reason why you can't continue counting, forget about the bracha, there's no value to counting bichlal, according to this version of the Bahag. Because it's all one mitzvah, so if you're missing part of the mitzvah, then there's no point in continuing. This is one approach. But there's a problem with this approach. Because if the Bahag holds that all of Sfiras Omer is one mitzvah, so why do we make a bracha every day? One mitzvah. Why should we make a bracha every day? Make a bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah, before the first day, and that's it. Make a bracha at the beginning. What's this idea of making a bracha each and every day? It's one mitzvah. You make 49 brachas on one mitzvah? You make four brachas on tefillin? You make one bracha on tefillin, one bracha on tzitzis, one bracha on shofar. You're blowing a lot of tkiyas. You're blowing 100 kolos, but you're going to make multiple brachas. You blow even for the mitzvah deraisa of tkiyas shofar, you're blowing 30 kolos. We make one bracha on the 30 kolos. So why shouldn't we make one bracha on Sfiras HaOmer on the 49 elements of the mitzvah? It's one mitzvah, according to the Prima Gadim and the Chinuch's interpretation of the Bahag. So why make a bracha every single night? It's a shtaka kasha. Whose kasha is that? That's not my kasha. Whose kasha is that? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha, exactly, Daniel. The Prima Gadim has that kasha. Again, the Prima Gadim makes all these statements. He doesn't formulate it as kashas and as terutim. But you got to read the Prima Gadim carefully. But lichten dem veritim, right? Lying in the words of the Prima Gadim is his kasha. Let's go back to the Prima Gadim and see his lashon. You might not notice this kasha if you don't pause for a moment. The Prima Gadim says, you got to find the Prima Gadim. That's harder than understanding the Prima Gadim. Oh, here we are. Page 6. After he explains the Mechaber, why the Mechaber says if you miss one day, you have to continue counting without a bracha, because either it might all be one mitzvah, or it's 49 different mitzvahs, he says, V'yesh lomar, ikulu chod mitzvah, ein mevarchin b'cholayla v'tzarachin. He says, maybe if it's all one mitzvah, like the Bahag, you don't make a bracha every night, v'tzarachin, he's not sure. He's sensitive to this kasha. He's sensitive to this kasha. Why, according to the Bahag, would you make a bracha each and every night? If it's all one mitzvah, maybe you should only make one bracha. That's not our minhag. Now, we assume that you make a bracha each and every night. The Bahag would say you only make one bracha? Are you talking? Not the stabber. Ethan.
I was just thinking
off
the top of my head, maybe based on how we answered about the nature of brachas on mitzvos, that it would be passing the call on the entire mitzvos.
But the fact is that if you make a bracha, let's say the Shema Kol Shofar at the beginning of Tkiyas Shofar, and you did a mitzvah, if you did part of the mitzvah, so then you don't make another bracha. Even if lechatchila the bracha is supposed to be chal on the whole mitzvah, but we don't say another bracha. We don't say another bracha on the rest of the Tekiah Shofar. If you were to speak before you blew shofar at all, so then the bracha was not chal. But once you did part of the Maisa Mitzvah, so then b'di'evet would say that the bracha was chal already. Even though l'chatchila, you didn't do the bracha completely properly, because the bracha should have been said in such a way that it should be chal on the entire mitzvah, but b'di'evet, that's okay. So the same thing over here. Once it was chal on the first night, so then b'di'evet, that should be good enough. Of course, you didn't do the right thing if you, Well, I mean, here, there's nothing you can do, but if you spoke, let's say, between the bracha and the counting, so then you have to make another bracha, because then the bracha wasn't chal. But once the bracha is chal, so then b'di'evet, that's okay. And in this circumstance, I can't do it any other way. So this b'di'evet is taka l'chatchila. L'chatchila, I have to do the mitzvah this way, because what am I supposed to do, not talk the whole day? So mistama, there wouldn't be a problem. Ephraim, yet akasha? Shechianu was a different issue. I'm talking about a birchas mitzvah. We'll have to get to Shechianu and Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe that's part of what we'll talk about on Wednesday. But I'm talking about the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah is on the mitzvah. So if the Bahag holds this one big mitzvah, why make 49 brachas? It's only one mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah. So what's the answer? So the Briskirav in Ishiurim to Masechta Menachos wants to suggest that we find this all the time with other mitzvahs. That even if you haven't completed the Kiyum HaMitzvah, you make a bracha on part of the mitzvah. That's what he says. He just leaves it as a Devar Pasha. Even if you haven't fulfilled the whole mitzvah, you can make a bracha on part of the mitzvah. What does that mean? Because someone has suggested, based on a comment Reb Chaim makes, we've talked about this in the past, what did Chazal institute that you make a bracha on? A Birchas HaMitzvah. What's it on? So, at first glance you'd say, well, it's on the Kiyum HaMitzvah. You're fulfilling a mitzvah of shofar, of tefillin, of lulav, etc. You make a bracha on the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Reb Chaim points out that from the Yerushalmi and brachas, it's mashma not like that. From the Yerushalmi and brachas, it would appear that Chazal instituted a Birchas HaMitzvah not on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but rather on what? Two words. On what? On what? On the Maisa Mitzvah keep, exactly. On the Maisa Mitzvah. What's Reb Chaim's raya? Because the Yerushalmi says that someone who's koveh mezuzah, beveis chaveiro, makes the bracha lekvoa mezuzah, asher geshanu mezuzah v'tzivanu lekvoa mezuzah. He's not mekayim any mitzvah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is not to put the mezuzah up on your doorstep, on your doorpost. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to live in a bayis sheyesh ba mezuzah, to live in the home with the mezuzah. Putting up the mezuzah on the doorpost, that's the maisim, that's not the kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is to live in the home with the mezuzah. So the balabayis is mekayim that mezuzah. The koveh mezuzah is not mekayim the mitzvah, he's doing the maisim mitzvah. Zoktub chayim, from this Yerushalmi, you see, the Chazal instituted the birchas mitzvah on a maisim mitzvah, not the kiyum mitzvah. It could be that's what the Briskirov had in mind. Briskirov was saying that if you're doing multiple Maisa Mitzvah, independent Maisa Mitzvah, to achieve one Kiyum HaMitzvah, then Efshe, maybe you should make a bracha on each Maisa Mitzvah, each separate Maisa Mitzvah. That's what he wants to suggest. Maybe that's what the Bahag is saying. To answer the kasha of the Prima Godna. Since there are multiple Maisa Mitzvah, independent Maisa Mitzvah, 49 Maisa Mitzvah, in fact, 49 Maisa Mitzvah, then maybe you should make a separate bracha on each Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe we could add what Ethan is saying, that since there's a hefsig between each Maisa Mitzvah, so then maybe on each separate Maisa Mitzvah, one should make a separate bracha. Because after all, Chazal masakin Birchas HaMitzvah on a Maisa Mitzvah. This perhaps is one beer in the Bahag. But before we get to the next beer, let's first take a question. Akiva. What do you mean they're not independent Maisa Mitzvah? They're, it's separate counts, separate countings. The Bahag holds, even according to the Prima Godin, the Bahag holds that this one mitzvah is composed of 49 elements. You wouldn't say it's one Maisa Mitzvah. There's Hayom Yom Echa Ba'omer, Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'omer. There are different Maisa Mitzvah here. I don't think that's debatable. The question is, should I make a bracha on a separate Maisa Mitzvah? So if you assume the Chazal instituted Birchas HaMitzvah on the Maisa Mitzvah, so then, it's a possibility that you should make a separate bracha, because here there happens to be a hefsik built in. A hefsik between each night. So maybe that's what the Bahag holds. You should make a separate bracha, because these really are separate Maisa Mitzvah. That's what you'd think is the Pshat and the Bahag. The Prima Godin, Sefer HaChinuch, with this embellishment to answer the Kasha of the Prima Godin, that the Bahag really holds that Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah composed of 49 different elements, but we happen to make a bracha on each one of the Maisa Mitzvah. And because it's one big mitzvah, that's why the Bahag says that if you miss one day, you can't continue counting. The Rav pointed out that if you look at Tosis and Masechta Megillah, you get a very different impression of the Bahag. Tosis in Megillah and Daf Chof Amud Beis. This is on page 1 in the packet. Tosus writes, "Bahad kosav the hecha de inshi levarech balayla yimna lemochar below bracha." V'chein halacha. The Bahab says that if you forget to count sfira at night, you should count the next day without a bracha. Avalim shachach laila v'yom lo yimna od bivracha de be'ina tmimos v'leka. Says the Bahag, if you forget to count at night, then count by day without a bracha. And if you forget an entire 24-hour period, says the Bahag, then you can't continue counting because there's missing a tmimos. What's different between this version of the Bahag and the version that the Rush quotes? What's different between this version of the Bahag and the version that the Rush quotes? Anyone? Anyone? What's the difference? This one. Daniel, could you do me a favor? Could you go up to the office?
You'll find him.
Both of the microphones are going at the same time. It seems very interesting. But this whole year has been very interesting, so it's not really that surprising. Okay, so what does Tosfos say? Tosfos quotes the Bahag as claiming that if a person forgets to count Sfira at night, then he should count by day without a bracha. If he forgets the entire day, then he doesn't continue counting at all. What's interesting about this Bahag? Who does the Bahag sound like here? Who does the Bahag sound like? Who does the Bahag sound like? I want to see. I want to see the hands. Who does the Bahag sound like? Yes, Yonah.
Like who?
Like the Shulchan Aruch. The Bahag is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, thank you. Yeah, the Bahag sounds like the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch is the one who says, if you miss counting at night, so count by day without a bracha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that? Because the Shulchan Aruch is straddling both sides of the fence. The Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for both shittas. The Bahag holds that if you miss counting at night, you can count by day. With the bracha. With the bracha. The Rush argued. The Rush says if you miss by day, then it's over. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so count without a bracha to be choshesh for both shittas. What's the Bahag saying, counting without a bracha? Why does the Bahag say, without a bracha, what? Man of shach, either count or don't count. We didn't find in the Rishonim or the Gaonim that someone has this kind of middle of the road that you count but count without a bracha. That sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, that we want to be Yotzer Bo Shittas, but not do something wrong over here. So count without a bracha to be Choshesh for Bo Shittas. But why does the Bahag say that? So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe we have to understand the Bahag a little bit differently than we thought. It sounds like the Bahag is holding me'ikar adin. If you forget to count at night, you should count by day without a bracha. That's not a pshara. It's not a compromise like the Shulchan Aruch presents from the Trumas Hadeshim. But rather, me'ikar adin, the Bahag says, you missed counting at night, you should count by day without a bracha. By day, without a bracha. Why? What kind of a strange notion is that? Said the Rav, this is printed in the Masorah journals. The OU came out with a number of Masorah journals years ago. They don't come out with as many of them now, but initially came out with a lot of Masorah journals that collected much of the Rav's Torah, much of the Rav's popular Torah. So in the Masorah journal in Chelek Gimel was all about Inyanei Pesach. They had a segment about it. They had some few other Inyanim too, but that's the green volume, Chelek Gimel, the third volume, and they had a ton about, like, 10 to 15 Inyanim about Pesach. So this is one of the inyanim that they have over there. It's written up very beautifully, and it's been printed in other places subsequently. Rabbi Shechter, I think in the Pnine Rabbeinu, he also has a Kuntres on Sfira Sa'omer where he writes up this shtickel from the Rav. So the Rav suggested maybe we misunderstood the Bahag to begin with. Maybe the Bahag admits that Sphira Salome really is composed of 49 different mitzvahs. It's not one big mitzvah, not like the Prima Gadol. Maybe the Bahag agrees, everyone agrees, claims the Rav, that Sphira Salome is 49 separate mitzvahs. If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so then why does the Bahag say that if you miss a whole day, you can't continue counting with a bracha? So you missed one mitzvah, but you have the other mitzvah, so what does one have to do with the other? You can still be owed to the other mitzvahs. Zokta Rav, what the Bahag is mechadish, is that Sfiras HaOmer is a minyan. It has to be a count. And for a count to be significant, there has to be a continuity to the sequence. The sequence has to be consecutive. If you miss a day, then the continuity of the count is broken. And if the continuity of the count is broken, then you can't continue counting, because that's not a count. A count has to be consecutive. If you're missing one day, then you're missing in the continuity of the count. And that's why the Bahag says that you can't continue counting. It's not that Sfira Sa'omer is one big mitzvah. No, it's 49 different mitzvahs, but it's all about Sfira Sa'omer. It's all about minyan. There has to be a continuity in the count in order to be considered a minyan. So if you miss one day, then you're missing in the hemsheichius, as he put it. In the continuity, the hemsheichius of the Sfira, if you're missing in the continuity, then you can't continue counting. According to this approach, it's a davar pasher why the Bahag would say that you have to make a bracha on each day. The Prima Gadol was troubled because Hilishitaso felt the Bahag assumed that Sfira Sa'omer is one big mitzvah. So if it's one big mitzvah, why make multiple brachas? The answer is even the Bahag held that Sfira Sa'omer is 49 different mitzvahs. He just said that you need a continuity in the count to continue counting. And that's why if you miss a day, then you can't continue counting with a bracha. But even he said that Sfira Sa'omer is 49 different mitzvahs. So if it's 49 different mitzvahs, it's a davar pasher. Of course you have to make a bracha on each independent mitzvah. Said the Rav, that's why the Bahag, according to Tosis in Megillah, that's why the Bahag felt that if you miss counting at night, you should count by day without a bracha. What kind of counting is that? First of all, doesn't the Bahag say, the way the Rosh quotes it, the Bahag says that if you miss counting at night, you can count by day. So it sounds like he holds that as long as you count sometime during the 24-hour period, that's enough. Tosis in Megillah seems to posit that you should only count without a bracha. What kind of a strange notion is that? It's not a pshar, but you should count without a bracha. What are you counting for? Zokti Rav, maybe what Tosis is suggesting, we've got to look at the Bahag. I tried to find it during lunch. I wasn't able to find the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, but I'm going to try and it's Hashem. You should see what the Bahag actually says. There are different versions of the Bahag. Take a look. Let's look it up to see exactly what the source is. But the Rav wanted to suggest that what Tosis, the way Tosfos understood his version of the Bahag, is that the Bahag really holds if you didn't count at night, then you can't be Yotzeh by day. You're not really being Yotzeh, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, by day. You've lost the opportunity to count that day. But you want to salvage the other days. The purpose of counting by day without a bracha is not to be Yotzeh the Sfira Sa'omer of that day. That's fafalik. That's lost. The Bahag would say if you didn't count at night, he agrees with the Rosh, that if you didn't count at night, you can't be Yotze the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer for this day. But the problem is, the Bahag holds that if you miss a day, then you can't count with the bracha for the other days, because you need a hemsheichius, you need a continuity in the count. So comes the Bahag, and he has a chiddush. The Bahag says, if you miss counting at night, even if you can't salvage the day, but at least count without a bracha by day, so that you'll preserve the continuity of the count, and you'll be able to continue counting the next days with the bracha. According to this version of the Bahag, he's not saying that if you miss the day, if you miss counting at night, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of that 24-hour period by day. You're not being yotzei the mitzvah, but you're preserving the continuity of the count so that you'll be able to count the next days with a bracha. Of course, if that's why you're counting, you're not going to make a bracha on this day because you're not really being yotzei a mitzvah. Why make a bracha on a mitzvah? You're just preserving the hemshechius of the sfira in order to be able to count the next days. The Rav brought multiple smuchim lekach, multiple hints to this yesod, that really everyone holds that Sfira Sa'omer is composed of 49 different elements, but there's this concept that there's a minyan in Sfira Sa'omer. There's an idea of a count, and you have to preserve the hemshechius of the count, the consecutive nature of the count, in order to make it a minyan. Take for example what the Torah cites. The Torah quotes the Rav Sajigon. This Torah is on page 2. Rav Sajigon Kosav Shem Shochach Be'echo Min Ayomim Yivarach B'yomim Shal Achrav Chutz Mi Laila Harishon Shem Shochach B'lo Birech Bo Shalo Yivarachol. Rav Sajigon distinguishes between the Laila HaRishon and the other nights. This is the Laila HaRishon that the Shulchan Aruch is picking up. Rav Sajigon says that if you forgot counting the first night, then you can't continue counting. But if you forget another one of the nights, that's okay. Rav Hai Kosav Vein B'Laila HaRishon Vein B'Shar Leilos Rav Shachav L'Birach Bo Yivar B'Shar Leilos V'Chein Kosav Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Haigon argues with the Rav Sajigon, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes, that if you miss Vein B'Laila HaRishon Vein B'Shar Leilos, well, that's not how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Right? He doesn't say you can count with the bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch picks up on this Bein B'Laila HaRishon Bein B'Shar Leilos. Rav Haigon says that if you miss a night, that's okay. You can continue counting with the bracha. Rav Sajigon says nothing doing. If you miss the first night, you can't continue counting with the bracha. But he admits, Rav Sajigon admits that if you miss one of the other nights, that's okay. What's the chiluk between the first night and the other nights? What's the difference? If Sajigon is machmer, if you miss the first night, ma nishtana laila harisha from the other nights? So if the Rav, I'll tell you, because if Sriya Soma is all about a minyan has to have a beginning and an end. It should have a middle, but it can't be a count if it's missing either the beginning or the end. If it's missing a little bit in the middle, that's not a problem for the minyan, but if it's missing in the Hasala, missing in the Gemara, that is a problem. Moshe Lekach, we know that a woman who becomes a Nida, Bizman Azeh, all of our women who become Nidas, they accept upon themselves the din of a Zava. A Zava, Torah says that a Zava needs to count Zayin Nekiyim. A Zav and a Zava need to count, it's complicated exactly what the circumstances. The case of the Zava is where she, if she sees 3 days in a row, so then she has to count Zayin Nekiyim, she has to have 7 clean days, the Sofer Lola Atzma, she has to count, has to be careful that she's not Tameya, she doesn't see Dam, in order to be Tahora, for Taros, for her Baal. Bizman Azeh wa Machmer, even if the woman only sees once, not 3 days straight, she's also a Zava, she needs the Zayin Nekiyim. And she has to count. It's not a Sfira Sa'omai, she doesn't make a Brocha, she doesn't really count, you know, Hayom Yomecha B'Zayin Nekiyim, but she has to be careful for 7 days that she's not Tameya, that no Dam is coming in. There are some opinions, there's one opinion quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that as long as she does a bedika on the first day and on the seventh day, that's good enough. She doesn't have to do a bedika on each and every day. Because as long as you have the beginning and the end, that's considered a Zayin Nekiyim, that's a unit. If you have the beginning and the end, those are the bookends. And that's enough to be a count. Rav Sajigon is apparently assuming that Sfira Somer is similar. That if you have the beginning of the count, you have the end of the count, even if you miss the middle, miss one day in the middle, that's okay. But if you miss the beginning, the count never got off the ground. So if it never got off the ground, that can't be called a count. It doesn't make any sense. So it's similar to the Bahag in the sense that what the Rav Sajigon is really machadish is that Sfira Sa'omer is about having a count. There's some kind of hemsheichius in the count. You have to take into account the days of the Sfira in order to have a count. Just he has a different understanding. He says that a count has to have a beginning, it has to have an end. So if you're missing the beginning, then you can't get off the ground. You're not going to be able to start the count. Similarly, the Bir Alacha quotes from the Rav Haigon. This is the Bir Alacha. In Sifches. For some reason, Sifches came before. A page in Mishnah Berurah came before the other. I'm not sure why that happened. Sorry about that. In Dibur Maskil Sofer, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Alacha. Sofer b'shar yamim. Im shachach levar b'echam ayamim ben yom rishon ben b'shar yamim. Sofer b'shar yamim b'lo bracha. So the Bir Halacha quotes from the Rav Haigon. Hainu d'svir le she'ena yamim ma'akwa zeh zeh. The avak of the siv tmimos tiyena. Kosov eritz geyos b'shem Rav Haigon. The mekayim tmimos b'shvui. Can be mekayim tmimos with the weeks. The hainu. Shebechol mishlam shvui kishomer cheshben ha-shavua mekayim shiva shavuos tmimos tiyena. His first answer is, how can you have tmimos if you're missing a whole day? You mekayim tmimos in the weeks. Okay. The otir, it's another answer that the Rav Haigon gave. The hechi de ishtli yom echad yisper b'leil sheni shtei asfiros kegom b'shachah asfira rishona yomer b'sfira shnia esmol hoya echad ba'omer v'yomadein trei ba'omer. The kev of the money, gam shol esmol l'nofav mechlal tmimos tiyem. Rav Haigon suggests that if you miss a day of sfira, you know how you maintain the count? You got to say esmol hoya kach, emesh hoya kach, and tonight it's the following one. Last night was 29, tonight is 30. And that's how you're shomer on the tmiros. What does that mean? Well, what's the value of doing that? You got to count you got to count each day. So you missed yesterday. Rav Haigon either should say that if you miss a day, you can still count, or if you miss a day, you can't count. What's the idea of emesh hayakach? Yesterday was something and today is something else. What kind of a joke is that? Yesterday was something and today is something else? Zok the Rav, that's what the Rav Haigon is saying, that the whole idea of the Bahag, the reason why if you miss a day, you can't continue counting is because the Hamsheichius of the Sphere's Batel, the continuity of the count, has been severed. Rav Haigon's Mechadesh, that if you say Emesh Hayakach, V'Hayom Kach, you've preserved the continuity in some way. The Bahag would argue and say, what kind of a joke is that? You have to actually count the day. Rav Haigon says you don't have to count today. L'chatchila you should count today, but even if you didn't count today, as long as you say Emesh Hayakach V'Halayla Kach, so then you're preserving the continuity, and that enables you to continue counting with the Rav. And we find this in the Sefer HaChinuch himself. The Sefer HaChinuch, who does not learn this way in the Bahag, the Sefer HaChinuch who learned, that's the source of the Prima Gadim, against the Rav. The Sefer HaChinuch who learned that the Bahag assumes that all of Sfiras Omer is one mitzvah. But how does the Sefer HaChinuch explain the Cholkim on the Bahag? Sefer HaChinuch writes on page 7, Yesha Omer shemisha shachav lamana yom echad shen yocha limnas od ba'osa shana lefishakula mitzvah achasi. Mekemet sheshachav mein yom echad arei kalachesh min batal mimeno. That's the Bahag. The Bahag holds it's all one mitzvah, and if you miss one of the nights, you're missing in the mitzvah. So once you're missing in the mitzvah, you can't continue counting the bracha. V'lo hodu morenu shebidorenu l'svarazu, says the Chinuch, but our Rebbeim disagree. Rather, what do they hold? Elo mishashachach yom echad yomar emesh hayakach b'lo bracha umona ha'acherim im kol Yisrael. Someone who forgets one day says, emesh hayukach Umona ha'acherim im kol Yisroel. So he also mentions this idea of emesh hayukach, meaning the Sefer HaChinuch assumes that the cholkim on the Bahag maintain that it's not enough just to continue counting. The cholkim on the Bahag who hold that if you miss a day, you can continue counting with a bracha, they hold you can't just continue counting with a bracha. How can you continue counting if you miss day 29? So where's the count? You counted till day 29, you count to 28 days, then you miss day 29, so how can you count 30? How do the Cholkim on the Bahag explain that you can continue counting 30 if you miss the day? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, they hold that you must say Emesh HaYukach. That you have to say, yesterday was 29, the day that you missed. Right? The day that you missed. It's not that you count that with a bracha, of course not. You count the 28 days with a bracha. So on day 30, you say, Emesh Hayakach, yesterday was 29. And after you say yesterday was 29, then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you make the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, and you count day 30. What kind of a strange notion is this? Umona ha'acherim and kol Yisrael. And he adds, and you count with kol Yisrael. Count the rest of the days with the rest of kol Yisrael. The rest of kol Yisrael, it's a beautiful idea. Right? We care about each other, but what's the Sefer HaChinuch saying here? he seems to be assuming that the Cholkim on the Bahag admit that you need some kind of a Hemshechius in the Sphere. You need a continuity in the count. If not, then the whole count is batal. They just argue and claim that even if you miss a whole day, you can still preserve the continuity in two ways. First of all, that you say Emesh Hayakach. Before you count the Sphere of the night, you should say Emesh Hayakach. Rav Haigon's suggestion, they actually incorporated into their Shita, that you should say Emesh Hayakach. But that's not enough. He adds that, and because the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting, then your count is piggybacking onto the count of Klal Yisrael. So you can preserve the continuity of the count. You say Emesh Hayakach, and the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting, so your count is valid as well. So that's how the Sefer HaChinuch understands the Cholkim on the Bahag. The Rav suggests that's what the Bahag himself holds. The Bahag himself claims that you need a continuity in the count. He doesn't hold of this Emesh Hayakach, whatever. But the whole reason the Bahag says if you miss a day, you can't continue counting. You can't just say Emesh Hayakach and continue counting. He says you've lost the opportunity. Why? Because the Bahag holds you need a Hemshechius in the Sphira. You need a continuity for the count. And if you're missing a day, then the continuity is broken and then you can't continue counting. The Chinuch has this big Chiddush that the Cholkim on the Bahag also hold of this idea. Not that they claim that there are independent mitzvahs and you don't need a Hemshechius in the Sphira. No, they also admit you need a continuity to the count. They just claim that you can preserve the continuity in these contrived ways. By saying Emesh Hayakach, Monim Kol Yisrael. The Bahag says, what kind of a joke is that? If you lost the continuity, then you've lost the opportunity to continue counting Sphira. But even the Bahag would say that Sphira Selmer is really composed of 49 different mitzvahs. This is the Yisod that the Rav wanted to suggest within the Bahag. He felt that Tosis in the Sefer Megillah certainly implies this because he says that the Bahag Me'ikra Din claims that if you miss counting at night, you count the next day without a bracha. It's not a pshara. Sounds according to the Bahag that's Medina. So it must be that the Bahag really is just concerned about the continuity of the count, and that's why he says that as long as you count by day without a bracha, you preserve the continuity, and that enables you to continue counting. That enables you to continue counting. One final issue. According to the Svar of the Rav, we can answer one other kasha. Tosas in Ksubis on Dafayin Beis, which I didn't assign to you, Tosas asks, why is it that a Zava doesn't make a bracha on her sphere of Zayin Akiyim? We mentioned a Zava. A Zava has to count Zayin Akiyim, 7 clean days, do bedikas, make sure that she doesn't see any dam. Why doesn't the Zava make a bracha? If on Sfira Sa'omer we make a bracha, why shouldn't the Zava make a bracha as well? This is Tosas and Ksubas and Dafayin Bezim and Aleph, the Rimaskal of the Sof. So Tosas says, I'll tell you why, because Chayshinan Shematira Vetister, we're afraid that maybe she'll see Dam in the middle of the Zayin Akiyim. Let's say she sees Dam on the 4th day or the 5th day. So then she sows to the whole Zayin Akiyim, she upends it, she's Mevatlet, she has to start all over again. So if you can't make a bracha on the Zayin Akiyim, says Tosis, it's going to be a bracha levatola, a chashash of a bracha levatola, if she's roa v'soseris, because she could be sosa the count. Now the simple answer to Tosis kasha is that who says she has to count hayom yom echad b'Zayin Akiyim, hayom yom shnei yom b'Zayin Akiyim? Who says she really has to count? She just has to be careful. The Zava doesn't mean she has to count. It's not like Usfartim Lochem. Sfira Sa'omer, we have to count every day. The Zava doesn't have to really count the days. The Zava just means she has to be Mashkiach on herself. She has to take care that she doesn't see any Dam. So, Lechora, the simple answer to Tosis Kasha is there is no such thing as a minion befer by Sfira Zayin Akiyim. But that's what Tosis says. That if there's a Chashash of a Baruch Levatola, so then there's no way that she can count. So the Achronim ask, according to Tosfos, how can we count on Sfira Sa'omer lefi the Bahag? Lefi Tosfos and Ksubas, that whenever we're afraid that there'll be some kind of a stira to the count, you can't make a bracha, and that's why the Zava doesn't make a bracha on the Zayin Akiyim. So according to the Bahag, we shouldn't be able to make a bracha because we might miss one day. And if we miss one day, it's not a bracha levatol. All the brachas that we made didn't count for nothing. They didn't count for anything. Because we weren't mekayim a mitzvah. So how can we make a bracha b'chalal, the achronim ask? Hakasha. So Demis is the answer you could give, that some want to suggest, is that the difference is, when it comes to Sfirasa Omer, you're in control. You can ensure that you don't forget a day. The Zava is not in control. She can't control whether she sees dam. It's not up to her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the dam come out. She's not. It's not her fault. So she doesn't know whether she's going to be so sense. By Sfirasa Omer, it's mutal al kol echa ve'echa to ensure that they're not so to the count. So they have to try the best. They make the bracha, and they have to try not to be so to the count. But you can't ask, why make a bracha? You might be so to the count. It'd be terrible. That's yuchiyav. Yuchiyav is to ensure that it doesn't happen. But according to the Rav, the whole question doesn't begin. Because even the Bahag admits that Sfirasa Omer is 49 different mitzvahs. It's not one mitzvah. So if you make a bracha on the first 12 days, and then you miss day 13, it wasn't a bracha of Atalah. Right, the bracha is chal for each and every day. Aye, but you missed a day. So you missed that mitzvah, but you got the other mitzvahs. Even the Bahag admits that they're independent mitzvahs. So of course you make a bracha on each night. The whole shaila is if it would be one mitzvah, how can I make a bracha? I might be sosur in the middle and I'll ruin the whole thing. According to the Bahag, I don't ruin what I did. What I did was fine. There was a count here. But I can't continue counting, because if the hemshech is, if the continuity of the count has been batel, so then I can't continue counting. But even the Bahag would say that what I counted until now is a valid count, because it had a beginning, it had an end up to where I counted, that's certainly fine, so I was yotzei mitzvah. So there would be no problem to make a bracha. The whole idea of Tira Batista applies to Zayin Akiyim, but to Sfirasa Omer, even the Fida Bahag, the way the Rav understood him, there wouldn't be a problem, because each day is an independent mitzvah, it's not considered one big mitzvah.